Psalm 17, 6 through 15. That's our psalm as we continue our journey through the Psalms. This is a prayer of David. Continuing from yesterday, David prayed, "I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. Show me the wonders of your great love, you who save by your right hand those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who are out to destroy me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. They close up their callous hearts and their mouths speak with arrogance. They've tracked me down, and now they surround me with eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They're like a lion hungry for prey, like a fierce lion crouching in cover. Rise up, Lord, confront them, bring them down. With your sword, rescue me from the wicked. By your hand, save me from such people, Lord, from those of this world whose reward is in this life. May what you have stored up for the wicked fill their bellies. May their children gorge themselves on it, and may there be leftovers for their little ones. As for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness." As we said yesterday, David's prayer in Psalm 17 is urgent. Deadly enemies tracked him down, and they had surrounded him. They were preparing to throw him to the ground and devour him like a hungry lion devours its prey. So David asked God to confront them and bring them down. "By your hand," he prayed, "save me from such people, Lord, from those of this world whose reward is in this life." David's request is filled with confidence in his personal God. He addressed the Creator as "My God." David was certain that God would answer him. He longed to see God at work in his life. He knew that God was his only place of refuge. And he prayed that God would keep him as the apple of his eye, providing direct and focused attention. He prayed for God's care and protection, the same care and protection that a bird would provide for its vulnerable young. Maybe you're feeling like the enemy has tracked you down and is getting ready to drag you to the ground. Well, find your confidence in the Lord. He is our refuge. You are the apple of his eye. His focused attention is on you. He will hide you under his protective wing. So call on the Lord. He will hear and he will answer your prayer. God, my God, I feel like the enemy is closing in. My spiritual and emotional supplies are running low. I don't know how much longer I can hold out, to be honest. So please hear my cry for help and come to my aid. Let me know that your attention is focused on me. Please protect me in my vulnerable state and show me the great wonders of your love. I take refuge in you alone. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.